say, brethren, also it is done collectively. It is always said, and it's worth repeating, especially with the way we behave with one another, and give that unifying aspect or effect upon the house of God. So it will be always well that when we are together, we complement one another, so that when we are in the right principle of complementing one another, this house will be unified, rather than thinking that when we are together, it's competition. It is not. It's complementation. So that when you come to the second, or the chapter 8, you have mentioned to us that there was a wise man. But I wonder if it will be well with the brethren, because again, we have probably 25 minutes or so, to touch a little bit upon that wise man, to touch about the proclamation of the fast, because he had in view the next generation, and not only the next generation, but all the substance. Maybe we can discuss this a little bit further, so that we can touch for a little while upon this principle of what has been committed was weighed. We want to talk about a little bit about this weighing aspect of things, that when they received it, all the way when they have delivered it. So perhaps, brother, we can go in that direction for the remainder of the time this morning.
A connecting verse, I'd like to refer you to Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Thinking of that verse here in connection with the portion we're reading up into, and verse 27 and 28 of chapter 7 really already furnished the basis for that, and in verse 15, where we began reading in chapter 8, he gathered together by the river, and he viewed the people that were there, and he had gathered chief men that came along with him. And there together with these chief men, all that they were sent to do or had in mind to do, these that were chosen, were such that were directly involved in the service of the temple and the ministry there, the sacrifices, the offerings, and all that was related to the temple service. And that is what is so beautiful, what you're referring to, Brother John. Then he proclaimed the fast in verse 21. And all these brethren, their names here are together. Just one point on the names. God knows everyone by name. Everyone who he calls, all are precious unto him. He's called them. And it's very well if you recognize, whatever you are, Jim or John or Peter or James, whatever your name is, that I am one who God, the Lord, is interested in. He has given me a certain ability. Am I using that, a natural ability on me now? And certain qualifications. What are those qualifications? How am I using them? And he has given them to me to beautify or to adorn, as we've heard now, the house of God. And you notice there, when he calls them together, verse 21, he proclaimed the fast at the river. And to afflict ourselves before God and seek of him the right way as you meant for us and for our living ones and our suffering. You know, it's a wonderful thing. If we, as parents now, or leaders, if we are, if God has called you to walk in a pathway according to his word, it'll cost you something. It'll cost you something. Are you willing to convey this to your family, your children? It may cost something. It may cost them something in order to follow that. But is that call, that service, is there any higher service in this world than to adorn the house of God through my ministry, that I may be a reflection of the beauty of Christ a moral reflection in our lives, and, as our brother pointed out at the beginning, it's here really our collective service. It was united together. So the service in the temple, you notice how all of that was united together. If you have here that beautiful aspect, I'll let others develop that more, but all the weights of the vessel and all our ways meticulously. So God is a God of measure. He gives a measure of grace according to the measure of service and to the measure of natural qualification. God has everything in proper order, and it is also to function in relation to the others together. So all is weighed, and we have to give account at the end. We have to give account of our service to the Lord, our faithfulness, and every ounce, as it were, to the, has to be brought into record, and that is what God will give award in that coming day.
I just wonder if, before we go to the weights and accountability, if in the first part of the verses 15 onward, do we not get the idea of the priest and the absence of those of Levi? And I wonder if there is not to be taken the significance out of that, because whatever is to be achieved and recovered is recovered under priestly exercise. It cannot be otherwise. Ezra, a priest, but he's looking around and he looks for the sons of Levi. And you remember in Malachi, the challenge to the priest was that I have given my covenant to Levi. And Levi was to carry out service in relation towards me. And there was the absence of that. You remember what was happening? The lame animals and no tithing, things of that sort. But here the challenge is, we waited for 3 days with deep exercise and we looked for the sons of Levi. And they went up there. And I wonder if we cannot latch on to the significance of that, that whatever is to be recovered for God is done on a priestly line.
Well, the priest was a discerning factor. And the reality of it, I always feel that we have to bring it to us in the present time. Ezra, when he was calling the sons of Levi, he did not just bring something to attract them. He just brought forth the word of God. And dear brethren, sometimes it is in our practical way, it could be said, when we go to our gatherings and to see the sons or the children of the saints are no longer there. You know, there was this observing element. They're not there. And perhaps if we think very deeply about it, sometimes with the younger generation, every time we try to bring something without the boundary of the scripture, just to make things attractive, you still see these young ones leaving. The only way you can maintain and keep the saints of God, young and old alike, is to bring forth the word of God. Because sometimes we feel we need to help the word of God. We need to help the Lord a little bit. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. But as far as Ezra, he observed something. But he didn't compromise the word of God. He stuck with the law according to Jehovah. And he was able to bring them and then to observe that there is a wise man. There's those that have seen, wisdom was seen in them. Why is it that they were seen in them? Again, you go to the source, and the source is nothing else but the word of God. So here he observed for one occasion, the sons of the Levites were missing. Then later on, brethren, the fast for proclaimed the fast for 3 days. With the intention, the man of God, a man like Ezra, is never about him. It's never about him. Dear saints, whatever the Lord will give us, it's never about us. I trust it is about the people of God. Ezra understood, this person who was a priest and a scribe, understood that there need to be a continuation of things. So he was seeking not a way or any way, he was seeking a right way. He was seeking the Lord to direct us in a direction not only for Ezra and his peers, but also for the little ones. May the Lord give us grace that will open it up. What are we doing in the before God Himself in relationship to our little ones, the next generation that we are still having in our locality?